Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Molotov cocktail. I brought a match. Let's play Griffith. Sweet about that.
Yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland. Place really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse. Bound to come through. We'll make like my brothers in Cairo. It's Cashmere
Jackson.
Through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson. I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angel,
the
big cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Santa Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen. You better not ask me the reason why. I'm tired of black folks dying. Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Drop me down to at the food. Top shot. 137 times. Big is this. 137 rhymes. Damn. Melissa. Tanisha. Samir. That bullshit go in this year.
Look how the game designed, but it ain't a mystery, I'm not a day. Cause who survived? It seems like all my people going with the lie. It's that real lyrics that cut that cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself, I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out, they got you beat, hey. So you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention, break the place out. And I know we about to break the space out. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt, legacy my blackout found the sheriff that can't stop.
Disclaimer number two,
If you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I will listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. All you have to do is stay silent, and we good. I'll put you back on. But if something happens and you want to chime in again, if you've already hit the one key, then you might want to hang up and dial back, and I know you want to say something else. Or if you didn't hit that one key, you could just hit the one key, and we'll try to keep tabs on that. So with that being said, I'm going to give you real quick top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Wow, the debut, number 10, my man Romeo Barnes, Urban Survival, Simply United Together, some others that cleaned up the streets the past Saturday. Number 9 spot, HJS Music. Number 8, the debut of the concert, Roots Free, Free at Cleveland State University. Get to that in just a little while. Number 7, moving up, my man Ronnie B. Number 6, Suave Gotti. Suave Report EP is out, selling pretty well. Number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube views. The videos that they're shooting for artists are doing very well. Number 4, moving up, Black House Sounds, CCR. That's that Cleveland Conscious Rap, Cleveland Conscious Rap 2 movie soundtrack. Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, and a film is soon to be shown. We'll get to that information in just a little while. Wow. Number 3, debut, Reverend Al Sharpton. Wait a minute. We'll get into that in just a little bit, and what that has to do with everything that's happening coming up for this coming Sunday with a whole lot of entertainment. Number 2 debuting in, Convention of the Oppressed. More on that later. Number 1 the debut, People's Justice Convention. More on that in just a little while. You know, we started off with something off of Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy, Music to Ride By. It's been that kind of week, so I had to go and grab that particular track. And it's also been one of those type of weeks that you have to keep praying. So I have that particular thing on deck. Before I go to the phone calls, I want to let people know, shoutcast.com. If you go there and you type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours, you hear regional music. That's just the basically thing. Go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional music, and then that 646-478-0944 phone number, Wednesdays 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Fridays and Saturdays at 9 p.m. with Emacs in the Mindset. I'm going to go now check in on a couple of people, and hey, since I didn't say this, whohasthepower.com? That's easy, whohasthepower.com. So let's see what's going on over here at 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Well, that's good, that's good. What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, just still thinking about all the confusion that's going around, shooting of the policemen. And now
yes,
they are upset, and families, and the families are the ones that black folks are being murdered. Their families are hurting and in pain also. And I'll just say, Mr. Porter, as you look at our world, we're in trouble. And I think MC Hammer said it best years ago. You got to pray just to make it today.
Oh, you brought that back.
So I sit and listen to the show.
Thank you so much. You gave us a little bit to think about right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a matter of fact, no problem. It goes back to, I was telling a caller last week that, you know, where we are right now, no matter what you read from the Quran, the biblical text, the Torah, everything is happening, unfortunately, on schedule. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next phone line, just a 6-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It won't take that long at all. And then I'm going straight down to check and see what's going on with 216-209. But I want to first start off and say that I thank News Channel 5's reporter Megan Hickey, who interviewed Man in the Streets about last week's shootings. You can find that, basically speaking, shameless plug, Facebook, Alfred Porter, JR, period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Dee Woods and Mama Porter were there as I sat at our headquarters and let the reporter and cameraman know I was sitting in front of the Malcolm X, Brother Martin, and President Obama photo. You know, they were collaged together in a beautiful job as done by Lawrence Pitcherman Craft. Now, I let the people know when I was interviewed that none of the three men behind me wanted what's happening now to happen. Those three men acted to keep what's happening now from happening, and this Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, we went out several times alongside Black Lives Matter and nothing happened. And we have to have empathy for the families of the slain police officers because we know the police families, they are definitely feeling what people in our community have felt for years at the hands of police brutality. But those fears, the fears that the Brillo verdict and Tamir verdict was going to cause big riots, you know, nothing happened. And that basically is the reason why that ended my quote, because let's face it, I'll probably be at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated protest march. It isn't ours. It's a peace march. We were invited to be a part of it. But the thing is, I know I'll be at the protest podium because media wants to see if we will scare off. But God has got me, and he's blessed me to be able to speak on how the city is failing at police protection and the inner city not receiving funds. So it's up to some of us to be able to get out there and deliver that type of much-needed message, kind of like that Batman movie that was shot up and a few years back. And I wasn't even planning on going to see the movie. I was going to just, I'll be honest, I was going to get the bootleg. But it was like, wait a minute, I'm not going to let some twerp tell me where I should or shouldn't go. So I remember going to see the movie, and it was real nice. But the thing is, just because somebody does a cowardly act, it can't affect you if the Creator has you, if God has you. You know, Kansas police officer Rodney Lee, you know, he went on Dallas resident, I think, LaNadra Williams. He went on her Facebook page after the Dallas sniper shot and killed five police officers and said on a picture of her daughter, "We'll see how much her life matters soon. Be careful leaving your info online where she can be found. Hold her close tonight, and it will be the last time." Now, LaNadra may have been in Black Lives Matter because Kansas City police, they went on and fired him in just one day's investigation, and I was thankful for that. Some things that have come out recently, it's been good police legal win, as in Cleveland, for those who don't know today, Cleveland Special Prosecutor's Department, they ruled that Cleveland police were responsible for Tanisha Anderson's death. I guess slamming a semi-nude black woman with mental problems and sitting on her chest, obstructing her breathing. It's sad. But maybe after five police died, two civilians died last week from last week, you know. Maybe, just maybe, people will hold each other accountable no matter what, cop or civilian. For either to pass like that, it's just dead wrong. I'm going to go to 216-209. You've been waiting for me for too long. How you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is Jonathan Black Odyssey.
What's happening?
Oh, man. First and foremost, I want to say that I'm praying for all the families and every which recent tragedy does this happen, even up to the one that happened today in Michigan at the courthouse. So,
right.
You know, it's an ugly thing, but it's kind of like this. When you roll over something, in order for it to repair itself or in order for something to get the pressure off of it, you have to roll it back. Am I right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, I'm not saying that I condone the violence, but the violence is a reflection of what what we're still suffering from slavery times, what we're still suffering from inadequacy. Things in our neighborhood, we're still suffering from things that, man, people say, what, 500 years? But it's the truth in the matter is it goes back 1,300 years, enslavement. And you know, and we enslaved at so many different levels, from mental to physical to financial, and we all suffer from that. That's one form of another, being a person of color. So knowing that, you're going to see some backlash. You're going to see this more than ever before. I mean, the laws of reaction tells you that, and the fact that we've been put as reactors instead of actors. And that causes right there a lot of friction. I want to say a big shout out to you and a lot of other people that run with Black on Black Crime and people that I know personally, because you guys do that protesting peacefully without problems and issues, and make matters being heard without a lot of the violence that in a lot of situations that you would think that people would grab arms and start being violent in. So I got to commend you guys just for that. And I pray for y'all every time y'all step foot out on an issue, I pray for y'all on that, because I understand the importance of it. And, like I said, there's so much going on. I've really been sharing our song a lot more, Keep Praying, because I think that's one thing that we need to really get into, that and the fact that we're living in a time where our dream can be stolen. And that's another reason why I've been sharing Stolen Dreams. Right now, we in the years where we could be blessed more than ever before. If we take a look at ourselves and check ourselves on what we do, what we say, what we think, before we react to anything out here, you know, and that's regardless of what one person may say or do, that doesn't make a judgment passed off of what you should do. We must return back to the stage where we're actors and not reactors.
It's true.
I don't want to keep the program going, because I could keep going on and on about, laws.
You on one of those roles, I'm enjoying it.
I just want to say shout out to everybody, my friend Richard Lampley. I'm praying for you, brother. I don't want to put it all the way out there, but I'm praying for you. Just know that. And like I said, people need to pay attention. I mean, you know, we ain't going to be in a position nowadays where the Coast Guard they ain't going to keep coming out. It's going to be pretty soon where they're going to be sending foreign countries out in our country if we don't pay attention and realize that it's a wrong and a right way to do things.
Truth. Man, I thank you for what you dropped, and you already know it's time to give that movement information on what you do.
Oh, yeah. That's BLAQODESSY. You can go to Facebook, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, and also Twitter. Please like us on Facebook. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate you as always. Definitely hold a line. We got something for you.
I sure will.
No problem. And I'm going to keep my word, because I do have something for him. Also, before I go to that 216-213 phone line, wow, I just want to let people know, since I can do that, July 30th, that's noon, 2016 Domestic Violence Prevention Rally, as Davia Garth was murdered a couple of years ago by her stepfather. And 99% of Clement Avenue wanted the street to be renamed to deal with domestic violence. But Ward 12 Councilman Anthony Bracatelli won't even speak with the activists or the family members in his own ward. So the community will follow through. That's 71st and Clements. Free hot dogs, freeze pops, ice cold water, music, and the sign will go up. And if I would just say be there and just watch how the Brown Report newspaper, watch how Simply United Together, watch how, man, the streets roll, because I plan on being there for that also. I also want to say Saturday, July 23rd, 1899, main classroom building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester Euclid Large Room, number 136, 2 p.m., world premiere featuring a world premiere from the brother director, Wealthy, the movie starring Black House Sound, Suave, of Sheriff Kilroy, Flowmasters, Chico, Man in the Streets, Voice of Radio.com, Eric Wilson, featuring Milligram, Bone, C Rock from the Block. It's the free film showing and world premiere of 360 Degrees Talk Now. You want my music? You can get it there. Want CCR music? Get it there. And that is going on Saturday, July 23rd. Before I do anything else, I want to also stop. Much respect. Prayers go out. Don't tell me the prayer doesn't work. To my god uncle, Derwood Hughes. He had fluid on his lungs, mid-90s, World War II veteran. But he's doing and feeling a lot better. Prayer definitely works. Got a chance to see it, kick it with him. Myself, Mama Porter was there. Sister Danielle was there. It was really nice to be able to sit back and enjoy having your family around, look through pictures and the whole nine. So he enjoyed it having us there, and I enjoyed being there. Before I go to the other two phone lines, I will take the time. One more thing and let people know that this Sunday, July 17th, First Ladies Dynasty Social Club and a coalition of bikers, cyclists, from motorcycles to bicyclists, will have a unity march. All nationalities. Sunday, the assembly is at 1:45 p.m. at East 9th and Carnegie, and you will commence to the Justice Center starting at 2 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Survivors Victims of Tragedy are named also, and it's good because First Lady Dynasty's First Lady Red is Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So with that being said, let me go and see. You waited a long time. You waited through my big mouth. 216-213, that's 216-213. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. I just want to say I'm sitting back and listening to your show, and I enjoy your show, and I hope your listeners enjoy listening to you and all your listeners, even far or near.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much, and may you definitely enjoy the rest of the program.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Wow. Well, I really hope so before I get onto the subject I'm about to. I see that 440 area code going into 622, so I will get to that next. But if you will allow me to pull out, and it'll only be like maybe about a minute and a half to 2 minutes as I pull out this 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox. And the last caller, some of the others, y'all may not like me for this one, but you know on July 14th to July 17th, 2nd Ebenezer Baptist Church, 1881 East 71st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's close to the Cedar area. But anyway, basically, Thursday through Sunday. And you can go to www.conventionoftheoppressed.org. You can call or text 571-223-9329 for more info. Cost $10 a day. Now, they will be demonstrating from the 18th through the 21st of July. And I think that Man in the Streets will be on a panel with Sister Laura Cohen on Thursday around 5 or 6 p.m. Others involved, Hashim Nzinga, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Bring It Man, Dr. Cornell West, I do respect him, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Warrior Woman and Chief Ernie Longwalker, Native Americans, Imam Musa, Askari Ali, YG Preach, Black Riders. So you will have performers, none from our region, but a couple from our area will be on the panel, and I'm thankful for them coupling out and coming out and visiting out. I think Brother Art and maybe one or two others from my area will be on the panel, so I'm very thankful for that. Now, let me be tactful. Oh, the hell with being tactful. Some of the ones coming I do respect, but wait a minute. Some are coming with the idea to dump Trump. All right, dump Trump. He's a clown. I get it. I may be a free thinker, conservative myself, but y'all are right. I can agree with that. But you're coming to my city to dump Trump. Why didn't you all bring your collective behinds down here to dump 13 cops from 137 shots a couple years ago? that's when a lot of us needed you then. We needed you for the 12-year-old. But instead, you all left a lot of us in the Northeast Ohio area to fend for ourselves, and maybe it's a good thing because we teamed up and got rid of our prosecutor, by 20,000 votes. But my thing is, I think if y'all had come down in force, it kind of starts me to wonder, are you coming down in force because you care or because you want the world spotlights of the cameras covering the Republican National Convention? You know, last year, Black Man Army and Sister Laura Cowan, we did security for National Action Network's Reverend Al Sharpton when he came to town. And he said he'd be back last year to deal with Tamir. That's what he said. He told the newspaper, everybody. We all met with him privately. He said it out in the open. But he didn't come back last year to deal with Tamir. Have you seen him? Tell me, have you seen him? But now this year, just in time for the RNC circus, Los Angeles-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation had scheduled him to lead a parade to Cleveland State University's Wolstein Center, 2000 Prospect, Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm giving you the address because it's very important. 2000 Prospect, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, where doors will open at 4 p.m. The Roots, that's right, the legendary Roots, and others are playing for free. Now, the parade was canceled by the sponsors, but they canceled the parade out of concern for police officers who'd be charged with protecting the marchers. But at the event's still going on, and it will feature gospel acts like Mary Mary, Jussie Smollett of the Empire TV show on Fox. Jim Brown will receive an award. But Al Sharpton's parade canceled? Why? Wait. Why in the world was he back in, 21644 land? 440 land this time. Ah, I get it now. The worldwide, nationwide, international coverage media at the three-ring RNC circus. If you want Al Sharpton, National Action Network, Convention of the Oppressed to prove me wrong, to bring your behinds back when the cameras ain't rolling 60 days from now. 60 days from now. 60 days from now. 440, you have waited for too long. 440-622, how you doing out there?
What's up, Brother Porter? This is Brother Craig for Serenity Outreach Ministry. I am just so honored to be able to talk to you for this for a couple of minutes. First, I just want to say to you, he was not just a prosecutor. He was a predator, and which I got to thank God that we got rid of that man, you know. Cleveland should be proud of himself for all the things that we have been through. We have stayed intact. You know, we have been an example throughout all the nations of how we have carried ourselves, you know, and we have been through a lot. So I just want to give a shout out to Cleveland, Ohio, that we are a front stage and center. Everybody watching us, just keep ourselves intact. Let's be peaceful. Make a stand, but be peaceful because we're all in this together. So I just want to let you know, I want to let you know I'm supporting this program, and I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of it. I love you, man. I love all the things you're doing, and just keep doing what you're doing. God bless.
God bless you. I appreciate you. And, you know, that's my brother, Brother Craig Sams II, and I'm going to say something about that, man. Next week or the week after, I'm going to have to let him. If you all wonder why that name sounds familiar, it was because I brought his name up. If you're not really, like, too far gone, I brought his name up last week. And some of the things that he had said at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop about how we needed to, quote-unquote, band together, stand together, and how we needed to quit being so-and-so on that macho BS. And if you need help from a place like the Adams Board or even Murtis H. Taylor or other places, go and get you some help, mental health as well, because other people in other races, they go get that help, and they do a lot better for it. So we need to be able to get that help as well. So yeah, that's why that name probably sounds so familiar. As a matter of fact, as I look at things before I do anything else, I'm going to get to that 216-450 very shortly. I promise you that. I just want to be, I want to let people know about the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And also, since I'm on the subject, Black Man Army Meeting, that's Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling, off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue, the 44110 area code. And I'm going to do my best now to let people know, this is just like a couple of quick forewarnings, and I just want to let people know that if you hadn't heard, tomorrow, Chick-fil-A, anyone with any cow attire or cow garment or anything like that to get a free sandwich, the Rock Hall, they have like free entry now to the 21st. That's like East 9th past Lakeside, and that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Might as well enjoy it while you can. And my good friend, Conservative LP, shared that one. I want to also say a shout-out to HJS Music and King Mooter, who invited me out to a business meeting, and I ended up there at Becky's, you know, man in the streets, joined the chicken wings and fries, and I got in on this video being filmed for this group called Kiss the Magnet. Don't ask. I got to find out more about them. And while I'm on this subject, for those who haven't heard, somehow some idiots always figure out, instead of doing things the right way, how to do things the wrong way. So be careful with the next thing, because there are robbery suspects who are using, and is doing it like nationwide, they're using a Pokemon app to go to target victims in different areas. So police warn that if robbers are putting a beacon on the popular Pokemon app to target victims standing around the Pokestop and rob them, be aware of your surroundings. Parents, know where your children are, and let your children know about this, because who would think that? 216-450, you're up bat next. 216-450, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Brother Al Porter. This is Sister Alanda, also known as Ms. Lynn, theater director of the Cultivation Theater, as well as proud mother of Christian Clarks of the Pulse radio sportscast that has catapulted him into a full scholarship at Alabama State, which he is on hiatus for. And I just want to first off just say, alongside of being another proud mother of a young brother, my baby boy is 14, and I love him dearly, my straight-A baby, Z. But however, I just want to really thank you for all that you do and being on the front line and really bringing awareness to the community and never standing down and always being that pillar. And one for sure person that I know personally I could always turn to find out what's going on in the community, see what needs to be done in the community. You're just a wealth of knowledge and peace and love and no tolerance for shenanigans. So in saying that, I'm looking to the RNC that's coming up soon, and I do know that you will be speaking. And I'd like to know, you know, about how we can go about, you know, having a peaceful RNC convention. What should we as a people be doing? Just what's your take on that?
I'm glad you asked me. I'll tell you what I'll do, what I'm going to do, and then people can think about it for themselves. For me personally, if I'm going there and I'm saying for myself, I'm going there mission-minded to speak at that podium with a few people to deal with some of the issues in the community. That's it. That's my main goal. There are always going to be somebody who's going to feel like, man, I wish we'd do this. We ought to turn this trash can over. Look at so-and-so, this, that, and other. I've been there around people who talk like that at protests. And the reason that didn't get done is because I let it roll. you know, like water off a duck's back, so to speak. You don't get involved in the BS. You go with your mission, and you refuse to be that one person that could mess up an entire message or movement. And what will happen is certain people will wind up standing out on their own. And I think that a lot of people may say what they want to do and this, that, and other, but the one thing that a lot of protesters in other areas have not faced that will be a little bit different in our area, which is snipers on rooftops and riot police dressed like RoboCop. So with that being said, I would say don't entertain stupidity. And if you have a certain thing or message, go with that message that you're going to give.
So you're saying that, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. Are you saying that there will be snipers and that there will be police and riot gear? And, you know, I'm just trying to get a feel of, you know, what the tone is probably going to be like down there, because you hear a lot of this stuff that's going on in the news, all the different tragedies from last week and still continuing on, pouring over into this week. And there's a lot of tension between race as well as the police and the citizens and within the government and, you know, activist groups, you know, Black Lives Matters, you know, it's a lot of hype, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you don't want to necessarily feed into that, but you want to be aware, you know, like black on black crime, black on black man's army, oppressed people's nations, you got Peace in the Hood, and all these wonderful groups that are coming out of Cleveland and that have been pillars in Cleveland, you know, and
right.
I just want to, you know, as you being a leader and a president, get your, you know,
I'm only, I got what you said. So I'm only giving you the facts of what, some of what they said they will be using down there. Anybody can go basically speaking online on the news. Don't just go through what have you on the major news, even local. They told you already that they have outfitted officers with certain riot gear. We do know that they plan on not having another sniper problem like they had in Dallas, and that the exact words were they were going to add more of what they planned on having. And you also know that you'll have the CIA and the FBI, because of not just the protests, but basically speaking, you're looking at the people that they may be protecting, which are presidential candidates as well as certain senators, representatives, and others. So it is going to be a heavy enough influence that I personally would say, just like before, I've been to somewhere was not, I will say, it wouldn't have been as protected as this one is coming. I was in the middle of the Brelo and the Tamir Rice where nothing happened, because the ones who would have wanted it to, they were basically outvoted by people who ignored them. And I'll go with this one last thought, if I can, to kind of sum it up and make just a little bit more sense out of everything. Cleveland, by right, I think the ones who come from out of town, even they're going to be stunned because they didn't have to go through this in certain cities where things happen. Cleveland is well set for, quote-unquote, the RNC convention. And I think a lot of people who come through, if they're just thinking that they're going to be able to play around with certain things, they're going to realize they won't be able to. So I'm just going into it with that, as well as a whole lot of prayer. But I'm not going in there expecting anything else, you know, just because of how we've been so far and the precautions and the steps that the city has taken this time.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to close out and just, you know, once again say thank you. As I said before, I'm the theater director of Cultivation Theater on Cedar and Lee, 2134 Lee Road. And we started our first open mic this past Sunday, and it is free to the first 10 people. After that, we ask for a donation for entry. And this is a beautiful place where people can come and express themselves. Open mic means, you know, come and express yourself. You know, we can talk about these different issues that's going on in the community and get these things out. We will be filming all the time and uploading everything to YouTube and going direct to DVD so that these things can be seen as part of the masses for a change agent. And I just want to thank you and shout out to Black House Sound, Mills Peso, K-Rax, Mike Berry, my family, you, Black on Black Crime, Art McCoy, of course, and all of the pillars in the community. There's so many to name, and I know I've been on the phone quite some time. You got an hour to go, so peace, blessings, and love, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very, very much, Ed. Wow, that is powerful in itself. As a matter of fact, this is what I do. I'm going to just let people know real quick that, and it's always good to let people know if there's any information coming up, and I'm looking at one which says that it's a People's Justice and Peace Convention. A People's Justice and Peace Convention. It'll be Friday, July 15th, 2016. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. I know the Saturday one starts at 9 a.m. with different workshops. Around 5 p.m., you'll probably have Band in the Streets and a couple others doing some sort of performance. It's at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, 8712 Quincy, and it's Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. And then Sunday, July 17th, 2016, Masonic Auditorium, East 36th Street, between Euclid and Chester, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. Some of the groups that will be involved, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, CARE, Cleveland, the Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland Human and Civil Rights Coalition, Cleveland Nonviolence Network, Cleveland Peace Action, Interreligious Task Force on Central America, Northeast Ohio Industrial Workers of the World, Organized Cleveland, Peace in the Hood, Sierra Club, and many others. Five platform themes: economic justice, racial and social justice, political justice, environmental justice, international justice. One good thing before I go here to the next phone line, one of the best contacts that I like is People, People's Convention. That's PEOPLESCONVENTION 2016 at gmail.com, and I guess you can register the same way. So with that being said, let's see who's on the phone line of 216-337. How you doing out there?
Hey, good evening. I'm doing well. Thank you, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother.
All right. I can tell. The website, I call at the right time. Sorry, I'm a little late on the call, but you were just talking about something that I'd be at this Saturday, and I've been working on it with some other folks, and it's the website's pjpc2016.org, in case you didn't get all the email down. But that website, you can register there. It's going to be a very exciting weekend. We've been working on this since October of last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then it's just broad-based, and I know I'm going to see Al Porter and the Sheriff Kilroy out there on Saturday doing some hip-hop, and we're going to see Anita Tobin doing, you probably already said all that entertainment that's going on, right? Sherry Tulliver.
Right, right.
Anyway, I hope to see y'all, and oh, it's been, you know, people are coming together. Oh, my gosh. I just went and heard Reverend Barber at UU Church in Cleveland Heights. Wow. I am so impressed by all the speakers that he had.
Right.
And just a few, I YouTube a little of it with my little darn stupid little camera. But it was inspiring. I mean, they had LaTanya Goldstein speaking about Tamir Rice, of course, her cousin, and how to get justice, and how we got to keep working together. We heard Syrian refugee. We heard the Council on American Islamic Relations. We heard Lofton, Ms. Lofton, and we about education, young woman, just turned 18. And we heard a woman who does home care in Cleveland, makes $8.10 an hour, has a few children, has to work 80 hours to put food on the table. And this is the kind of stuff.
Wow.
$8 an hour. is what we're asking to. She's asking, and tomorrow, 8 a.m., City Hall, I believe, right? 15. I think they're going on until 10 or noon. But if you're an early bird, you want to get down there at 8 a.m., I'm almost positive it's at City Hall. Yes, it is. Okay? Yeah.
All right. Man, I appreciate everything that you do. I really do.
Oh, man, I love bumping into you at some of these actions that we've been involved in. And that's the way we're going to get it working. You know, we got to show up for racial justice and show up for the fight for 15. And thank you so much, Al. Take care.
Thank you, brother. You too, and I appreciate
right.
you. As a matter of fact, wow, you know something? I'll tell you what. I still have the track I was going to play on deck. I may have to do that in about 3.5 minutes just because I want to make sure that I've covered my bases. And when I say covered my bases, I should say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook or blog talk Bored and Restless Club, D Gambit Radio, or I'm a Superwoman Radio. You know, one of those things that I'd like to do real quick, like I say before, check out blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. I'd already told you earlier about the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And also, I will put out there, you can check out Blog Talk Radio, Pastors Thompson, Friday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 657-383-0613. And with that being said, one thing that I've been seeing recently, one thing I can say is reaching their views. They already have like thousands of views, but Black Odyssey, this song right here, I think a lot of people can at least respect it because that's what a lot of people have had to do in the past couple of weeks. Keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a day basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
down. Before I go to the 216-406 phone number, this will only take me about 2 minutes. I want to point out that Misha Barton, who's an actress, she's white, and she was horrified at the fact that Alton Sterling was murdered. You know, the girlfriend filmed him bleeding to death after a cop shot him trying to comply. Their daughter in the back seat. But anyway, Misha Barton, actress, she was vacationing in France, and she posted, "I'm truly heartbroken to watch videos like the Alton Sterling execution. This may have been going on forever in the U.S., but thank God the pigs get caught on camera. It's unthinkable and embarrassing to America, the country I was brought up in." You know, I'm glad she spoke up. Yet, she kind of got in trouble because she took like a picture of her on a yacht in a bikini with a wine glass. But hey, maybe that's how she deeply meditates. Now, Tamir Rice's mom, Samaria, you know, the 12-year-old who was gunned down by the police at Cadell in November 2014, I believe. Samaria asked, "What will it take for this police terrorism to stop?" She also stated that departments too often employ white suburban officers who are unfamiliar with environments in minority and urban communities. It seems like the rules are so much different in a suburb community than a black neighborhood. Cops shoot first and ask questions later in a black neighborhood. Now, you know, last Wednesday, I believe it was a store owner told Philando Castile to stand outside his store and sell CDs and DVDs. When, if I'm not sure, St. Paul, Minnesota's finest, rolled up, put him on the ground, and he was shot in the front and back while on the ground. And mysteriously, their body cameras, they lost their body cameras. But anyway, Alton Sterling and Baton Rouge streamed. He was streamed on Facebook Live, like I said, after he was shot. The girlfriend had enough common sense to do that. He was shot for a traffic stop because of a busted taillight or something like that that was supposedly cracked. And then later on, the officer said that he and the young lady was a suspect for a robbery. Now, at least two civilians and a store owner, they filmed Castile's execution. Now, Cleveland Councilman, good old Zach Reed, said he doesn't know all the facts about Baton Rouge in Florida. Well, apparently he has a dumb phone, because if he had a smartphone, he could watch the videos, hear witness accounts, and Google facts, but I digress. But Zach Reed does feel, and he should know that in no certain way it should lead to cops who put their lives on the line for people that they don't know to be shot. And I can concur with that. But Zach goes on to say, "We should have a heightened alert during the RNC because of deranged individuals like the ones in Dallas who want to send a terrible bad message." Zach, quit being scared. Trust me, like I said to the last caller, there'll be enough snipers and others all the way around and cops dressed like RoboCop. Strong buffer zone. You'll have the CIA, FBI, so just stop it, Zach. Now, Steve Loomis, Cleveland Police Union head, called the Dallas shootings, basically, and I agree with him. It's sad that five cops were murdered. 12 more, including civilians, there were some civilians along with the police who were, you know, injured. And Steve Loomis called it insanity. He's right. But 137 shots is insane, and a 12-year-old rolled up on is insane as well. I just want to thank Warrensville Heights policewoman. No, police queen, who went viral saying, "If you are a white officer who's afraid of black people, pull off your uniform," along with other things. And I just want to thank Officer Nakia Jones. She said many things but wasn't fired and was brave enough to say it. And you have to respect her. Why? Because she risked being fired to protect her people, the ones with their pants sagging, baby's daddy, those in the projects and all of that. Officer Nakia Jones showed community policing to the entire community and exactly what it means to do community policing. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm looking at those who have called in. I'm going to 216-406, 216-406. How are you doing out there?
I'm real good, Brother Al. This is Tina, a.k.a. I am a Superwoman Hobson. How are you?
I am doing so excellent. Thank you very much.
Can I ask you one question?
Go right ahead.
Have you cleared your voicemail box out?
Now I have. I did as of hold on. Yesterday around 1:10. Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, good, good. Now we can communicate. Okay.
Yes,
good
we
evening,
can.
Good evening. You know, this mentality, this I'm gonna get you mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It is being held. It is being, I'm not going to say taught, but it's not being addressed on the training level. I did CO training years ago. Okay, did the whole full, you know, rifle range, the whole nine yards, the whole, just to work down at Northeast Pre-Release. At that time, we had to go through the whole training. Now you, to be a civilian worker, you don't have to. But I'm really, really glad I got that experience. And what I saw and what I heard were trainers, COs, coming into class morning after morning hungover. I heard it being not addressed where cadets were saying what they were going to do when they got into these prisons, what they were going to do to the inmates. And I let them hear me too by telling them, you're going to get in there and get killed. That's what's going to happen to you. You don't go into a institution with people who have five life sentences and think you're going to go in there running something, boy. And boy is what I call them. Okay? They go in with that mentality. It's not addressed. They come out with that same mentality. And when they get hurt, then, oh, the whole black race is wrong. You know?
Right.
You asked for it. I'm sorry. You asked for it. I'm not condoning anybody getting killed. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Christian. But when you put yourself in that position, when you're in the position of authority and you have the mentality to, you're going to punish people. And I asked the governor at that time, you know, the head of ODRC, you know, I see correction, but I don't see no rehabilitation. What's up with that?
Wow.
I know to this day, and that's been almost 20 years ago, I've still not gotten an answer. ODRC, Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. They took the schools out of the prison. They took the training programs out of the prison. Where is rehabilitation? So, and then when they get ready to walk out the door, the COs with their self tells these people that I'll see you in 3 months or I'll see you in 6 months. So I made it a point when my clients, and I stayed in the warden's office because I wouldn't call them by their last name and I wouldn't call them by a number. I hugged them every time I got a chance, and I let them sit in my office so they could see that people really care for them, because most of them women just needed somebody to love them.
Right.
They didn't need to hear this BS. Come in the group and being called all kind of crackhead bees and all of this stuff by the authority. And then when this fool has a seizure, he wants to put somebody in the hole because they didn't help him. They walked right over.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know when it's going to stop. When Jesus come home, I guess. I don't know. I don't
know.
You
said it right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming.
Wait a minute. What do you have going on for you? How can people follow your movement?
They can follow me on I Am a Superwoman Radio. Actually, starting August, the first week of August, my network will be airing 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. I have 1 3 o'clock show on Wednesday with host Arnella Allen, but the rest of the shows are either 8 or 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply call in to 845-277-9243.
Thank you so much. We were giving you some music, and if you hold on to the line, we're not done yet. And thank you.
Bless you. And tell Mama Porter I said hello.
I'ma do that. And thank you as well.
Okay. Bless you.
Anyway, right. I had to man up. I could never be defeated. I could never fight Quay. I had to man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. Peace Americans get shot up, homicide. He was trying to get the dough, but she was trying to live a lie.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, triple ones. Well, actually, it's like 10 ones. So what's going on with you?
Well, bless you for taking my call. This is Sister Smith, and I hope you are doing extremely well.
I am calling.
Oh, bless you. Have a few situations that are going on right now in East Cleveland. Still kind of waiting for some developments right now. I'm Brother Al. A possible homicide for fraudulent reasons, and I will be able to expound upon that later, but it is related, unfortunately, to one of those entities that I have mentioned on the air several times. That is a store chain. And then I want to just briefly mention, I do love you guys dearly. You guys have provided a format and backdrop by which people like me can express themselves. I absolutely detest unfairness, unjust treatment, maltreatment, discrimination on every level. And when the Bible said that we are to obey the laws of the land, he did not just mean for us, the citizens. He also meant for those that wear the badges. And, you know, having said that, I have seen enough of the ones that do wear badges disobeying the law that they're supposed to uphold. Another thing I want to speak on very, very quickly, because I know that you're so sweet. You've been so kind to give me this moment to speak. But I want to speak very briefly on situation ethics and just want to relate to that 1 Samuel 8 and 5 in the NS. Forgive me, the N is in Nancy, ASB version, where it says, "Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations." And very briefly, situation ethics has become an accepted part of modern life. The dictionary even tells us that this is a system of ethics emphasizing context. Moral judgments are thought to depend on the context in which they are to be made, rather on general moral principles. And I thank you, dear Brother Al, for this moment to speak.
Thank you as well. May you be blessed. And the one thing that I can say that I enjoy is to be able to consistently do this particular program and hear from people. As a matter of fact, I think I'll leave out on this Black House Sounds, My Life Comes First.
Walking on King Bird, walking on the Almighty, when God loved me new. I want me not to want me not.
We're not done.
Thank you.